Welcome back, friend. Today we're going to be talking about something that is extremely powerful and can change your life and move you to the life you envision for yourself and dream about. It's your true north. And the true north is that quiet internal north star that we all have within us that really guides us along our journey and our path through life toward our most authentic self and living the most meaningful life for what we believe is true for us. Now, many times we can feel lost and disconnected, sometimes even bumping along in life in a fog, not really knowing which path to take and which direction we are meant to live. So we're going to be talking about how to find clarity of your North Star and steps you can take to live the most authentic life for you. What does true north actually mean? Your true north is your inner wisdom that guides you on a path that is meant just for you. Your true north is just that. It's yours. There is no such thing as one size fits all for everyone. What someone's true north is could be something completely opposite from what your true north is. It is that whisper that comes to us, that gut feeling or intuition that really guides all of us on the path that we are meant to live. Your true north doesn't always come in a very clear or obvious voice. Sometimes it shows up in a very slight whisper. And often to hear it and to be in tune with it, we need to quiet and listen. Your true north doesn't necessarily have to be a big life-altering event or something grand. It can be something so simple, so delicate, so gentle that only you get joy from it. Your true north doesn't need to be big or grand or exciting. It can be the subtlety of life for you. Why we lose connection. I think that there's been times all of us can relate to where we feel completely lost. And if you are in that time now, or you've had times like that, I want you to know that you're not alone. And so many of us have that same feeling. So why do we lose this connection if it's within us already? Well, the world is really noisy. We have a lot of other people's opinions, standards, society, family, school, upbringings, you name it. We have all of these things coming at us. And this really starts to clutter what we know within ourselves. We begin to then doubt and worry. And sometimes we even start living a life not meant for us necessarily, but a life that is acceptable or appropriate or what we have been taught or raised with of going to school, getting good grades, going to college, getting a good job, and then ending up sometimes in a life or a field or a career that we are not meant to live. And this causes a lot of discontent in our spirit and our soul. And then that in turn really weighs on our mental and emotional well-being. There are a few ways that you can find clarity on what really matters to you and what is your true north. What does that path look like and how do you get there? One of the first ways is to be still, find silence and quiet. Of course, in the outside world, but also inside, to sit and just be still, because it's in the stillness that our authentic self really speaks to us and we can hear it whisper. Sitting down every day, even if it's just for 30 seconds, even in your car, just sitting there and close your eyes and asking, what is really important to me? What do I really care about? What do I value? And then just wait and allow your inner voice, your authentic self, to come and speak to you. Another fantastic technique that I do with everyone I work with is to have a visualization of playing through a day of your ideal life, usually starting in a quiet seated place or even laying down, and gently close your eyes, settling into your breath, and start in your mind's eye by waking up a day in your ideal life. Where do you live? Who is with you? What are the sounds and the feeling around you? Going to the window and looking outside, just seeing the landscape. Going to your closet and getting dressed and noticing what clothes are there. All of these little things that you start to visualize for yourself. This is what you really want. Maybe you are in a field or a career that is very stressful and demanding. And right now in your closet, all you have are dress clothes. But when you do a visualization exercise of a day in your ideal life, maybe in your closet, there's only flip-flops. This is your true north. This is where you are meant to go. Following the things that feel good. There is something within all of us that really knows what feels good, what feels expansive, what feels peaceful, what gets us excited, what brings us joy. Start to tune in to these little things because they're like little breadcrumbs lining you up along your path. The more you tune in to the things that feel good, the more you will see that you start to gravitate toward these things that really light you up. The things that light you up and bring you joy or peace or calm or serenity, these are the things that are authentic and real for you. Release pressure, mostly on yourself. Let go of this notion, this idea that a true north or a success or the definition of what you've been taught success is, rather, has to be this big, impressive, dramatic situation. Let yourself off the hook. Your true north could be really simple. It could be filled with creativity, with compassion, with kindness. There is no one rule book. And each of us should live our life according to what makes us happy not someone else, and definitely not a standard. Taking tiny steps towards your transformation. Every day, do something small, a small action that tells your mind, body, your spirit that yes, we are on the right path for us, and that yes, I am living my life with my authentic passion and no one else's. It could be writing down and journaling the things that light you up. It could be saying no to the things that do not align with your values, with the things that bring you joy. It could be spending time in nature and just daydreaming about your ideal future. It could be meditating and working on visualizing a day in your ideal life. Each tiny step moves you closer to your North Star and brings more clarity to what really aligns with your authentic self. When you begin to live your authentic true north, what you're going to find is that you're not just more clear, but more content. You're more confident in the choices you make. You stop second guessing yourself. You stop spiraling in confusion and in fog. And you start to get really clear on the things that matter to you. The beauty about getting clear on the things that matter to you is that then you can let go of all of the nonsense that doesn't matter. You can stop wasting energy on things that don't align with your values, that waste your precious time, energy, and money. You can let go of things that people say or their other opinions, because you will always know what's important to you, where you're going, and you'll be really comfortable in your own skin. It's like coming home to yourself. You are doing beautifully. Even if right now you might be in a place where you feel like you're in a fog, and you're confused and lost, I want you to know that your authentic spirit is within you. And all you need to do is listen and trust. Trusting that you have the ability to become the person you're meant to be and live a meaningful, well-lived life. Have a beautiful day, my friend.